XTC, reminding you this is Pop. And, well, I'm here to remind you that this is the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me be a part of your day, your evening, your morning. I don't know even what time it is, so let's just pretend that. Before the XTC, some new pornographers with the laws have changed, and start off the entire set with Reckless Eric and Take the Cash, K-A-S-H. Wow, we're getting up towards the top of yet another hour. Some things I should tell you is you're listening to, let's see, WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. Oh, if you have a request and you want to hear something on a future show, reach out to me. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the best way to do that. Also, I want to make it clear that when it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. Yeah, vaping is not safe for youth. You know why? Because you can actually, you actually put microscopic particles into your lungs when you vape. You know, dangerous things like metal into your body. And of course, there is nicotine. Don't be fooled. There is nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. So they have those appealing flavors. They also have high nicotine levels and lots of promotion on social media. So many kids think that vaping's harmless. It's just water vapor. It's guess what? It's not harmless. So you should talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they do hear you. This message is from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, SAMHSA, if you don't know what they like to call them. But their website is www.samhsa.gov. My website is wrct.org. You can see our entire schedule there. It changes. You know, we're into a fall schedule, so it's changed. There's some new shows. So there's some old favorites. And, well, then there's the Mockster. So, you know, hanging out with you. I've got John Fahey as my background music throughout the duration of the evening. And I don't know what else to tell you. Welcome aboard the Viva La Mock train. How about we call it that? Again, if you have a request, send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's a little program called Viva La Mock. Each and every week at this time, we do a little thing called the WRCT Music and Radio Calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. This week is no different than other weeks. See what we can do. We can turn our attention to the WRC. Oh wait, before I get to that, I'm taking a step ahead of myself. I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They showcase classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films. They have a concession stand with natural popcorn and real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, their website is rowhousecinema.com. Or you can call them up at 412-904-3225. Don't forget, if you are actually interested in underwriting and supporting WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's get back into that calendar, as I mentioned. Let you know some things that are going on around town. For example, it is the season. Look at your calendar. Halibu is happening. It is kid-friendly Halloween fun at Idlewild. Yeah, you can enjoy this event featuring trick-or-treating, through the storybook forest. There's costume characters, there's themed rides and attractions, there's mazes and so much more. So get ready to shake, rattle, and roll as the park presents its spooktacular live entertainment this Halloween season. From meet and greets with Princess Lily to the their favorite friends of, you know, Daniel Tiger, and even a ghoulish interactive dance party at the Hillside Theater. Halibu has it all. For more information on dates and other information about that, check out idlewild.com/Halibu. And while you're out there, you're in Westmoreland County, think of this. Simple Pleasures, the art of Doris Lee, presents its very first major critical assessment of works by artist Doris Lee, who passed away back in 1983. She was one of the most recognized artists in the country during the 1930s and 40s and a leading figure in the Woodstock artist colony. Now, in response to the rise of abstract expressionism in the decades after World War II, Lee actually deftly absorbed these innovations into a continuation of her own visual style. Lee's body of work reveals a remarkable ability to merge the reduction of abstraction with the appeal of the everyday and offers a coherent visual identity that successfully bridged various artistic camps that arose post-World War II era. Now, the great thing is admission to the museum. It's at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art out in Greensburg. Admission is free. For more information, you can go to thewestmoreland.org and call them up at 724-837-1500. Again, this exhibit's going on now through January of 2022. And if you're in Pittsburgh, you're like, well, I want to do something in Pittsburgh. I don't want to go out to Westmoreland County. Well, guess what? The Asian Lantern Festival is happening at the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium. Yeah, it's a bold new adventure with this Asian Lantern Festival. What it is an evening experience that will shine a light on conservation, community, and diversity. Now through October 30th, the zoo is illuminating with the glow of colossal wildlife-themed handcrafted lanterns. For more information about this family-friendly event, check out pittsburghzoo.org. I see it when I drive by. I was like, wow, did I just see like a giant serpent as you're going down one wild place at night? So I figured I'd tell you guys about it. And don't forget, there's a couple farmers markets still happening at least through October. The one in Lawrenceville happens on Tuesdays from 3 to 7 at Arsenal Park. And found out there's one up in the North Hills at the blocks at Northway that happens on Fridays in the early evening. So you've got those things to look forward to. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details in an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some events, some things going on around town that might have some interest in your world. For example, I was going to skip that one. No, I'll come back to it. I know, now I'm just talking out loud. You're like, Mockster, for example, what? Okay, how about the fact that on Thursday, September 30th, Dr. Dog is going to be in town with Elvis Perkins at the Roxy and Deep Sea Diver at the Thunderbird that same night with Diane Coffey. Field Day is performing at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's with the Crooked Cobras and the Homicides. That is on Friday the 1st. Parker Millsap at the Thunderbird that evening. Stage AE is welcoming Mount Joy and Trampled by Turtles on Saturday, October 2nd. Doc Brown is at the Club Cafe on that night. Nine Sundays is doing a CD release party with Footsteps at the Hard Rock Cafe on Saturday, the 2nd. Bahamas at Mr. Small's Theater with Sam Weber on Tuesday, the 5th. Jonas Brothers, I know you're excited. Jonas Brothers out at Star Lake on Wednesday, the 6th. Yeah, I decided I'd tell you that. If I told you that, then why don't I tell you that Uncle Cracker is performing at Jurgles on Thursday the 7th. The Nude Party with Twen is at the Club Cafe on Friday, October 8th. Donnie Iris and the Cruisers at the Roxy on Saturday the 9th. John Spencer and the Hitmakers at the Club Cafe on that same evening. An evening with Jill Sobule at the Club Cafe on Tuesday the 12th. Black Pumas at Mr. Small's on Wednesday the 13th. And of course, I'm going to wrap up this calendar by telling you that my good friends, the Drive-By Truckers, are in town on Friday the 15th at Mr. Small's with Buffalo Nichols as the support act for that. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us those details in an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the music and radio calendar each and every day on WRCT at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. More music coming up with the Viva La Maca radio program right after this brief message.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's just keep the music going. How about some Hoodoo Gurus? I want you back. It's the Viva La Maca radio program here on 88.3 WRCT.
I can still recall the time she said she was always mine, and she lived.
smile, a nice cook gal. She never gives nothing away. Pretty eyes turn cold as ice when anything gets in the way. Shallow talking, empty phrases, got no place in her world. That's the reason why I go to my. Tell me how it really is. She puts it out there shooting from the hip. No need for overanalyzing this. Her voice so calm and cool, delivering truth that would cripple a fool. Her best taken with a hit off a joint. She never fails to get straight to the point. Shallow talking, empty phrases.
From 1985's Gas, Food, Lodging album. Some Green on Red wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Hair of the Dog. Before that, from 1982, X, Riding with Mary. Played some brand new music from Bill Lloyd. You might know Bill from his twangier days as the Lloyd part of Foster and Lloyd, but he has a brand new solo album out showing you he's got some power pop chops. Name of the track was Go To Girl. Start off the entire set with some Hoodoo Gurus because I want you back. I always want you back. I want you here. I'm selfish that way. I love it when you listen to my radio program because then I realize I'm not just talking to myself. No, normally that's all I'm doing is just talking to myself. And then I do my radio show and I get to talk to myself with other people much like you. So I always appreciate when you're listening here on 88.3 FM. WRCT. Hey, do you know that a minute pause is just an almost insignificant amount of space or time? But then again, 60 seconds of time is a minute pause. So get it straight with a minute pause each and every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. with your host, DJ Sean Watson. Play some great stuff, and I highly recommend that program, which is why I'm telling you about it. Speaking of some great stuff from Cleveland, Ohio, it's Pere Ubu here on Viva La Mock.
just a two doctor. The solution's all our problems. Leave her up the wall. All inside time and promise. When shall we get fuck off? They play the games of power. They try to mark the pack. They deal us to the bottom. But what do they put back? Don't believe them. Don't believe them. Don't believe in time.
inside of me. It's kind of strange, like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close, or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great. I better go, or it'll be too late.
The Damned wrapping up that set of music with New Rose, a song that most musicologists or maybe just music nerds will say was the very first punk rock song from the UK, because it was the first one that was laid to wax. Yeah, believe it or not, October 22nd of 1976 is when that single came out. Came out on Stiff Records, and it was produced by Nick Lowe. So think of just process. All that New Rose. And the other thing is, the song starts off with the lead singer going, is he really going out with him? And then cranks into the song. I always thought, as a youngster, that was just some sort of jab towards Joe Jackson and his song, Is She Really Going Out With Him? But no, that was them actually, A, because it came out before that song, and B, they were parodying the Shangri-La's Leader of the Pack, so... Yeah, you just learn things that you don't want to learn. Maybe you do want to learn. I don't know. Did you learn that I played a cover of Bow Wow Wow before The Damned? That was a Pretty Girls Make Graves. And you got to wonder, like, did they take the name of their band from the Smiths song? Or a Jack Kerouac line from Dharma Bum? I don't know. You have to ask them. But that was C30, C60, C90. Which are cassette tape lengths for the older audience. They know that. For the younger kids, see, these cassette tapes came out in different lengths of time, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, and it's all about making mixtapes and dubbing music and all that. I'm making a mixtape right now. I am. So you're listening to my mixtape as I make it live, and I appreciate you tuning in while I make this mixtape. I'm going to tell you more about some mixtapes, but I'm going to wrap up the music first so I don't get sidetracked too far. Stiff Little Fingers before that with Suspect Device, and start off the entire set with some Para Ubu and a Non-Alignment Pact. Now I can go into my mixtape story. I was going to tell you was so the Moxster recently took a hefty little road trip just driving around, but the vehicle he had only had a cassette deck in it. So I could listen to the radio or I could listen to a cassette. So the Moxster went into the closet where all his cassettes are sitting and grabbed a handful, and then he found a box of old Viva Mox, because that's how they were archived on cassette. And I was listening to those and found some shows from literally 20 years ago. Found a show from December 7th, 2001. Yeah. And I was listening to that. So it sounded just like this show. In fact, this might be the same show, and I figured out how to dub a cassette into modern day. No, it's not. It's not. But someday when I figure that out, when I find the technology, because I know it's out there, I just don't know how technology works, I will just, I'll say, hey, you want to hear a show from 2000? Here it is. And you only get 30 to 45 minutes of it because it was a cassette tape. All right, let's get off the cassette tape talk and get back into the music talk. It's almost like the freaks are in charge.
In the west, it looks like rain. My eyes are black holes, and I'm burning away. You slaughtered your loving man, killed him in his sleep, and the blood crown of your murder simply stains the sheets. Your ghost on the highway, your gestures meaningless. You're lost to the living man. Trace souls. As a woman meant failing as a friend.
to drown a few passionate men. You made yourself a diamond to blind your men's eyes. You claim because they want to shine, they deserve to walk the line. Your goal is for the highway, your gestures meaningless, your loss forever to the living men. Chase souls to the end. Oh. Oh, but yes, I'd give you my love, so my soul would not stop. But if you never move the honest rock of what you really are, I'd go. But I love you, and I'll carry that to the end. If I ever lie with you again, I pray I do not sleep. If I ever close my eyes again, I realize what you are to me. You are simply a liar, an animal who bluffs and steals until you become a bigger creature's meal. Like a ghost on the highway, you're trash.
Thank you.
Pizzicato 5, wrapping up that set of music with, all right, brace yourself. Here's the actual name of the song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Barbie Dolls. Yeah, that's the name of it. Always love a little Pizzicato 5, but you can throw that in there. Television personalities before that, talking about some part-time punks. Gun Club, yeah, Zombo actually reached out. He does a show here on Fridays in like late morning, early afternoon. And I think he has an encore that Mondays, I think, in the afternoon. Occasionally you can hear an encore of his program. But he reached out to me. He said, "Hey, Moxter, I got a hankering for some Gun Club. Could you play it?" And I'm like, "All right." So I played Ghost on the Highway for you, Zombo. I was talking about those old tapes I was listening to, those old mixtapes, those old radio show archives. I've got one where I'm promoting Zombo's show when it was on Wednesdays. I don't even remember Zombo being on Wednesdays. Must have been in his early days. You know, those tweener years he had. Super Chunk started off the entire set with Freaks in Charge. Let's get, let's just keep music going. I don't know why I'm rambling. We got less than 10 minutes left in this hour. This is the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. These are The Laws.
Hi, this is Marty Wilson Piper, and you are listening to Viva La Mock.
So hard finding inspiration. I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for mines that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in unguarded moments. So long, long between mirages, I knew you'd find me drinking. Tell those men with horses for hearts that their jibes don't
don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. Without a meaning, I knew you'd find me leaving. Tell those friends with cameras for eyes that their hands don't make me hang. They only make me feel like breathing in unguarded moments, in unguarded moments, in unguarded.
The Church wrapping up that set of music. It was a really short set of music for a couple reasons. I only have a short amount of time before I hit the top of the hour. And the other reason is, I don't know, maybe I have a short attention span. I don't know. But the Unguarded Moment from The Church, and before that, The Laws. The Laws with a wonderful little pop song about heroin. Yeah, it's about heroin. There she goes. So now re-listen to the song and go, huh, really? Yeah. What else should I tell you before we get to the top of the hour, since I've got a minute or two here? I should remind you that flu season never left us, but we are really entering the traditional flu season outside of all the coronavirus COVID-19 stuff. So protect your family. Help protect them from the flu this season by just taking three easy steps. Now, it's not going to sound like you've heard these before. Yes, it is, because they're just basic steps you should do. Get you and yourself a flu shot. That's the first thing you should do. It's quick, it's easy, and it can protect you all season long. Second, take those everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs. Like the flu virus. Cover your cough. Stay at home from work or school if you're feeling sick. And wash your hands all the time. Like almost any time you are outside your house and you come inside your house, just wash your hands. Your hands will thank you, too. And third, there are some drugs that can treat flu illness, and these also work best when they're started early. You can find out more by going to cdc.gov/fightflu. Also, don't forget Jay Thurber. He's got Radio 9 each and every Saturday from noon to 3 with a mix of oldies, newies, and a whole bunch of snark, and it's exclusively here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac, and it comes to you each and every week at this time, so mark it on your calendar. put it in your phone, give yourself a reminder, be like, dude, I gotta tune in, I gotta listen. And in fact, at this time each and every week, I do a thing called the mock. What is the mock? I take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I play some cover songs or tribute songs or whatever. I do something that is related to that theme for, I don't know, anywhere from 8 to 40 minutes. It just depends on the inspiration, I guess. Before I get into the mock of tonight, and I'll tell you, and I say tonight, I could say today, I could say this morning, it just depends when you are listening. I got to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. Again, Attic Records is located in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. So for the mock this week, we're doing something a little different, yet special, but not different, because we've done it in the past few months over the summer. The Mockster wants to kind of regenerate some old mocks. Maybe you weren't a listener 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 15 years ago, and you missed a mock. So I am pulling some rewind mocks, some flashback mocks, some throwback mocks, whatever you want to call them, into my mix on upcoming shows, including this show. So I am going back to a mock that originally aired on WRCT on September 28th of 2007. So we're talking 14 years ago. And you're like, okay, dude, okay. Can you tell me who that mock was? And I'm like, I can. In fact, here, let me turn off my background music so that I can give you the full effect of what is, or who, I should say, is going under the mock light. What? Yeah. Tom Cruise is going, no, Bob Seger. It's a Bob Seger mock on this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. I'd like to call him a hometown boy. He's a home state boy. As many of you know, I am originally from the great state of Michigan. Bob Seger, also a Michigander, if you wondered what they call people from Michigan. Michigander. Born in May of 1945. Bob is actually 76 years old. So think about it. He was only, 61 or 62 when I did the mock originally. But now he's 76. He was born in Detroit, raised in Ann Arbor. And I know that he was raised in Ann Arbor because my high school physics teacher went to high school with him. He did. He said they never hung out. They weren't friends, but and I believe they went to Ann Arbor Pioneer School. So for you people knowing the school systems up there, I believe that's the school that Bob went to. I think. Anyway, so Bob Seger is going underneath the mock light.